Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order, please. Will the members please signify their presence by voting this morning?
The roll shows 12 senators present this morning. Senators Bennett, Coghill, Fisher, Josephson, and Zaroff are excused from the call of the Senate. Senator Hensley is on state business. Senator Behrenkamp is ill.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have Dr. Jerry Prevo from the Anchorage Baptist Temple to lead us in prayer this morning. Will the members please stand?
Let's bow our heads together, please. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded today that we're mortal beings. Physical problems as well as family and financial problems remind us of our need of your divine help. When Solomon was elected king of the nation of Israel, you allowed him to ask for anything that he wanted. To your surprise, he did not ask for riches, a long life, or revenge against his enemies. He asked for wisdom to direct the government of his people. Because he was more concerned about others than himself, you not only gave him wisdom, but you also made him rich and famous with the promise of a long life if he followed your commandments. Today we ask your divine help in the matters before this legislature that affect all of the people of the great state of Alaska. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Senator Kelly, will you lead us in the pledge? Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objections, this prayer will be spread on today's journal. Madam Secretary, may we have the certification of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 25th legislative day and Senate supplement number 6.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved for the 25th legislative day and Senate Supplement number 6 as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objections, the legislative journal for the 25th Senate legislative day and the 6th supplemental journal will be approved. Introduction of guests this morning. Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Madam President. It's with great pleasure that I introduce actually a constituent of Senator from Juneau here and an intern of mine who's seated in the gallery behind me. Kristen Brown, who's been doing a lot of work as a student intern working in my office, and really appreciate the effort. Kristen.
Welcome to the Senate and the legislature, Kristen. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't see any members from the interior here today, but as a former resident of the interior, it's my pleasure to welcome to the chambers today Tom Miklosch from Fairbanks.
Yes, Senator Sturgeon. The Senate will stand at ease without objection. Come back to order, please. Senator Sturgeon-Lewski, you are seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't sure who was going to do the introduction, but it is my pleasure to introduce Rick Carmichael, who is here with Dr. Fisher. Welcome to the Senate.
It's a pleasure to welcome you both to the Senate. Further introduction of guests? Do we have messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have communications this morning?
Under letter dated February 13 from Representative Sun and Senator Bennett, co-chairman of the Tax Policy Committee, a joint special committee on tax policy preliminary report, February 1987, and a joint special committee supplement to that report, received today and distributed to all senators.
I'm referring that to the Finance Committee.
That was the only communication today.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Oil and Gas Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 7, Oil and Gas Exploration, Development, and Production within the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Alaska, and recommends to be replaced with the committee substitute Oil and Gas, with the majority do pass, and 2-0 fiscal notes. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Paul Fisher. SGR 7 has a further referral to resources. And that was the only standing committee report.
Do we have reports of special committees today?
There are no special committee reports.
We're down to the introduction then of Senate resolutions on the calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11 by Senators Hofford, Fakes, Duncan, and Ewling, relating to political advertising on the date of an election.
That resolution will be referred to the State Affairs Committee.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 by Senator Binkley, relating to compensation of employees of the University of Alaska.
I refer that to the Finance Committee.
Those are the new resolutions today.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill Number 126 by Senators Hensley and Binkley, an act relating to payment of overtime and a good faith exception to damages for unpaid overtime, unpaid minimum wages, and liquidated damages, and providing for an effective date.
I've assigned that to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Finance Committee may wish to see that bill if a fiscal note pops up on it.
Senate Bill Number 127 by Senators Josephson, Sturgalewski, Kelly, Bakes, Ewling, Rohde, and Szymanski, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 128 by Senators Binkley, Fakes, Fisher, and Hensley, an act relating to state employees and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce Committee and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 129 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to sport fishing and hunting licenses and providing for an effective date.
Resources Committee, Finance.
And those are the new bills today.
We are down in the calendar to citations.
Citation honoring Esther C. Wanicki by Senators Josephson, Sturgalewski, Fisher, Fahrenkamp, Hofford, Fakes, Ewling, Zhuroff, Rohde, Szymanski, Krutula, Kelly, and Binkley. A citation honoring the Heidelberg boys basketball team, 1A Region 5 champions, by Representative Gall and Senator Eliason. In memoriam, Mary McKinnon, by Representatives Donley, Gruenberg, Barnes, Cato, Cotton, Furness, Hanley, Navarre, and Pierce, and Senators Rohde, Abood, Sturgalewski, Eliason, Fahrenkamp, Szymanski, Krutula, Hofford, and Kelly.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring former Commissioner Wanicker.
Without objection, Senator, you will be added. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd make the same motion on the citation honoring Esther Wanicki and also on the one for Mary McKinnon.
Without objection, Senator, will be shown as co-sponsor on Esther Wanicki and Mary McKinnon. Senator Krutula, you were seeking the floor.
Just a moment for Mary McKinnon. I ran afoul Mary about 20 years ago. Incidentally, she supported me when I ran for office. Nonetheless, Mary brought to my attention an interesting fact in America, and that is a local strong supporter of a national candidate way away from the scene can have real input. And Mary had the opportunity of going directly to two U.S. senators, one from New York and one from Massachusetts, Kennedy brothers, with messages and information about this state and bringing back key and important materials. And also had the opportunity to effectively lobby for the state's position from time to time. It was amazing. It's interesting in America then that one citizen in a remote area with the briefest of contacts back in the state from which he came could, again, carry our state position. I was always held in somewhat amazement and awe of that, but it also speaks well for the American system.
Is there further comment? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar will be adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring students and faculty at Creekside Elementary School be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, Senator, that citation will be before us.
A citation honoring the students and faculty of Creekside Elementary School by Senators Ewing, Kelly, and Hofford.
Senator Hofford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation honoring the Creekside Elementary School and faculty will be approved on today's calendar. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as co-sponsor Senate Bill 19 related to the Alaska Children Trust Corporation.
Without objection, Senator, you will be shown as a co-sponsor. Is there further unfinished business this morning? Are there announcements this morning? Senator Jones.
Madam President, I'd like to announce that for the Transportation Committee on Thursday, February 19th, in addition to our previous announced agenda, we will be hearing Senate Bill 4, an act relating to outdoor advertising. And for the HESC Committee, in the absence of our esteemed chairman this morning, I'm announcing that on Monday at 3:30, February 16th, in the Butrovich Room, the HESC Committee we'll have the confirmation hearings for the University of Alaska Board of Regents. And also attending will be the nominated regents for that board, John Sackett and Mark Helmrichs. Susan Stiffham will be interviewed via teleconference.
Are there further announcements this morning? Are there special orders this morning? Senator Jones.
Madam President, I move and ask for unanimous consent that I be allowed to speak of some interesting or important events that occurred last evening.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the floor.
I'd just like to announce that the Ketchikan High School boys team thoroughly taught Sitka how to play a little basketball. Thank you.
Senator Elias.
Madam President, may I have the same, I make the same request?
Yes, sir, without objection.
I'm not quite sure who said it, but someone said at one time, it's not over until the large lady sings.
Senator Duncan.
And on the same subject?
Without objection, Senator.
I'd like to invite both Senator Elias and Senator Jones tonight to see Juno show them both how to play basketball.
Are there additional special orders this morning? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess for a joint session in the House chambers. We'll come back here following that joint session for adjournment of the Senate in this chamber.
Without objection, the Senate will stand in recess for the joint session that starts at 11 o'clock. Be called back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.